The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oh, I don't know, oranges perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Hey, folks. A few years ago, I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, loaded with Dutch people. I don't like the Dutch, but I'm going to tell you right now, some of them I do like. I met a guy named Michael Canis. We had a meal in a Grand Rapids restaurant, and he started telling me about something that he was involved in, a search having to do with the Great Seal of the United States. Most of us know next to nothing about the Great Seal of the United States. And as he unpacked this story, my eyes started to bug out, and pretty soon they were like out on stems, like in a Tex Avery cartoon, like, wah. And I said, you need to write a book about this. And Michael Canis, you wrote a book about it, and you're here on my show to talk about it. Mm-hmm. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal, How Foundational Truth from the Dawn of Liberty May Rescue a Republic in Peril. Welcome to New York. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Eric.
This is exciting. So let's leap into it. For folks who know nothing about this, what's the story?
Well, it's kind of an interesting paradox because it's one of the most reproduced images on the planet. Right now in circulation, there's 11.7 billion pictures of the seal on $1 bills circulating around the globe.
Okay, so we see it all the time.
See it all the time.
And yet, I'm not hearing myself. Is this messed up? We see it all the time. Can you hear me? It's my phone. Am I okay? So you see it all the time. But you don't see it. You see it, but you don't see it.
Exactly.
It's there, but you don't know what it is. So what
is
it?
That was the case with me until I was introduced to it by Dr. Peter Lilback from Westminster Theological Seminary.
He wrote the book on sacred fire about George Washington.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. He's an expert in early American history and that sort of thing. He introduced me to the seal. And one of the things that was peculiar about it was just the fact that it was written by Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams.
Okay, that's freaky right there, because when you think of the seal, I mean, most people don't think of the seal, but you're telling me that these three pillars of this country wrote, they took it seriously. Why did they take it seriously? I mean, most of us don't even know what is a seal exactly.
Well, this particular version of a seal, it's for embossing of documents. It's to make things official.
Right.
Okay, and in history, there were more weighty roles for SEALs that represented the king and that sort of thing.
We basically don't have this anymore. That's why we don't think about it. Because
sure.
In the past, I have a document, a Wilberforce document in my home framed, and there's a seal, you know, and you realize that this was taken seriously by every king going into the distant past. I mean, in ancient Babylon, and
yes.
it was a part of
King
culture,
David.
But it's basically
mm-hmm.
gone away like in the last 100 years. We don't have wax rings and seals and stuff.
Right. But the thing that was special about the Seal of America was, whereas those seals represented the sovereign, the King of England maybe, this seal represented the sovereign, which was the people of the United States. So it was essentially an expression of identity.
Well, this is the first seal in the history of the world that doesn't represent a monarch, isn't it?
Right. Well, I wouldn't say maybe that might be a little bit far, but one of the things that is very unusual about our seal is that it's an allegorical seal. And an allegory is a story told with symbols. So our seal has a message, an allegorical message that's embedded within it.
Okay, so there's a message, a hidden message. But before we get into that, how did you discover this? I mean, remind me of your introduction to this crazy journey that you've been on.
Okay, well, I was very interested in understanding what the kingdom of God is. And
so you're a Christian.
I am a Christian. Yes,
isn't
right,
everybody yeah. in Grand Rapids a Reformed Christian? You Dutch Grand Rapids Reformed. Okay. But so you were involved in that. Yes.
Yes. And so one of the things I had begun to understand was that a way that a people is governed is either internally or externally. Yeah, external enforcement of behavior is very hard to do, and you have to police it.
Well, it's the difference between self-government and either a monarch or some kind of a heavy-handed bureaucracy. I mean,
exactly.
Our whole country is about the idea of we govern ourselves. It's
exactly.
a radical idea. Yeah,
precisely. And so the thing that is the expression of internal government, if you're trying to please yourself, that's one thing. But we break our own rules and we don't adhere to our own standards.
Right.
But when you're trying to please God, that's the highest expression of government. If I want to conform my behavior to the thing that pleases God, that holds me to a high standard. And then I do the things that I should do.
Well, you've just said what is at the heart of American government, which is, you know, this is why I get so excited because I've written about this, that the founders said not that you can do whatever you like. It's like you are free to govern yourself, not to not govern yourself. You're free to govern yourself. If you don't govern yourself, someone else will govern you.
Mm-hmm.
But in this country, we have enough virtue and enough faith and so on and so forth. So the fact that Franklin and Adams and Jefferson understood this and wanted to put that message in the seal. But when did you, I mean, you know, you said you were interested in this concept, but when did it go to the seal?
So when I saw at the top of the reverse of the seal, the phrase annuit coeptis, and Dr. Loback told me annuit comes from the word that we have for nod, you know, so it means to agree to or to assent to favor. And coeptis is like cooperate. It means we've begun doing something. So it translated means we've begun to please God, we do what pleases God.
Now, I would have thought annuit was related to the word like annual or, you know, yearly annuit.
Yeah, nope. That's
annuit coeptis. Okay.
Yeah, it means we've begun doing what pleases God. And we know that it's God because it says so in the congressional record.
And what is coeptus again?
To do, begin doing something. And it's like cooperate.
Yeah,
you know, when you
yeah sure,
of,
sure,
you know,
sure.
So what struck me was here you have on this quintessential symbol of government, the seal of the United States, the quintessential expression of government, we do what pleases God. And I looked at that. It was such a deep insight. And I thought, could that have been intentional?
Yeah.
Or was that an accident?
Yeah.
And so I had to find out. So I began to search and search. And
so you actually looked at one of these dollar bills. I don't carry cash anymore, so I'll never see this seal. But it's all over the book. Now, the book, by the way, is a gorgeous book. It's called The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. I want people to know that it's a beautiful book with a lot of historical pictures and stuff in it. But so that's what began your search. And I think it's safe to say that, again, most people don't think about the seal. It might be on the dollar bill, but have they ever looked at it? So in this hour, I want to spend more time with you talking about this. But where do you go from there? You see those that Latin and you find that out. What happens next?
So as I began to dig into it, Eric, I found out that it was just this amazing document, that it was really tightly integrated, that it was a message system, really, if you will. So because it's an allegory, it's not just this random collection of symbols. Each symbol is related to other symbols. And so they combine and contribute to each other to form and begin to express a message.
And these three men, Franklin, Jefferson, and Adams, are the authors of this seal.
Yes. Now, the seal that's on the dollar bill doesn't look like the first version of the seal that was produced by the three men.
Uh-huh.
It's the first version is absolutely mind-boggling when you look at it, because it's Moses standing on the shore of the Red Sea.
Say what?
Yes, with a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud.
Hey, what about separation of church and state, Jefferson? Hey, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
So Jefferson approved Moses standing there with the pillar of fire, and, you know, it's like...
He absolutely did, and not only that... But his version, so they agreed to each go their separate ways,
right,
come up with an idea, and then contribute it back to the committee.
Right.
So Adams, Jefferson, Franklin each had their own. Well, Jefferson's version was very close to what Franklin's was. They wound up choosing Franklin's
version. Hang on. This is called a cliffhanger in show business. Stick around, folks. We're going to hear the rest of that sentence. Really exciting. The hidden message of the Great Seal.
So foolish, how could I, to not see I was the one behind, so still I kept on fighting.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave about them, but the 2-pack lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Facebook and Google, you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and the other free email providers, they have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and Google and the others are paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He would not use those services. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by your Constitution and its Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy right now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they do not scan, they do not record your emails, they leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
This is Eric from Texas Show. That's Petula Clark. I'm Eric. And I'm sitting here with Michael Canis, the new book on the hidden message of the Great Seal of the United States. You were just talking about Jefferson. So you said that Jefferson, Franklin, and Adams were all working on this kind of separately and then together.
That's right. So they met together. They agreed, hey, let's each come up with an idea. Then they met back together after 2 weeks and contributed their ideas. Franklin's was the picture of Israel in the wilderness.
Okay, this is the irony. Franklin, considered one of the deist French Enlightenment founders, which is sort of not true, he's the one that puts Moses on the seal. I mean, that's I find that at least funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I talk about it in the book, but the definition of deism has changed. We refer to deism, what we think about today, and if you look at the way Franklin describes himself, it's not at all what we think a deist is today.
But
that's another thing.
He's no Thomas Paine, let's put it that way.
Right.
He wasn't even a deist. But okay, go ahead.
Okay, so but then Jefferson's image was not with the Red Sea, but it was Israel going through the wilderness, being led by the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. And Eric, this was...
Shame on you, Thomas Jefferson, for putting religious imagery into our secular seal. What is wrong with that man?
I'm sure
okay,
it really upsets
Keep
him.
Going, yeah. Shame on you, Tom. All right.
But so anyway, it was a very pointed reference to the covenant, okay? Because the cloud and the fire are images of the covenant, which was first expressed by God to Abraham.
And we have to be clear that Jefferson and Franklin are casting America in the role of the new Israel,
absolutely,
led by the God of the Bible,
right,
to do and be something new in history.
Absolutely.
It couldn't be more explicit.
It absolutely could not. And the other thing about that is that they had this sense. Like in the book, there's a chart, and it shows 12 or 13 similarities between Israel was a republic. That's a thing not a lot of people know. And the Republic of Israel and the Republic of the United States. And it's this startling thing. And then, you know, you look through history and you see all these place names like Bethlehem and Hebron and, you know, all this. And then, of course, all the names of, you know, the people that were a part of the founding of America, like Benjamin and Zebulun, and, you know, this was expressed on a routine basis. This wasn't, you know, some sort of aberrant idea. And they were expressing this desire and this notion that adhering to the covenant, the requirements of God as expressed in the Ten Commandments, would bring about the blessings of God. And they had a front row seat to see the things that God was doing to establish the American nation. And they called it the many divine interpositions of providence on behalf of the American cause.
Is that a line from the Constitution? What's that from?
That the beauty of it is, Eric, there is a report in the Journal of Congress, June 20, 1782, that uses that phrase. And it states explicitly that it is there to indicate the many divine interpositions of providence.
Can you imagine how far we've drifted? I mean, it's why you and I write these books, because we realize that we weren't taught this in school. Now, our grandparents and great-grandparents, if they were in America, they would have heard a lot of this kind of stuff. But we've drifted away, and there is no way that the United States of America can function without this stuff. This is at the heart of it. It's not just like, oh, these old guys like this stuff. This is at the, this is kind of the code without which there's no computer program. Like, this is it.
Right.
And you're telling me that it's hidden in a seal, that because we're not a world that really uses seals anymore, it's been lost until you sort of miraculously resurrect all this stuff in your book. I mean, that's why I got so excited, Michael, because we need to know this stuff.
Well, it absolutely is. And you used a couple of words. I'm going to try to reference it quickly so that we don't use up a lot of time. But you used two words. You said drift and code. Okay. I'm sure that maybe some of the people that are watching have had the experience of being in a boat and you had the anchor out there and you thought you were in one place. But after an hour, you look up and you realize I'm seeing different things on the horizon than I saw.
Yeah, there's Alexander Ocasio-Cortez. Where the heck are we? What's happened?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and so you have this fixed point of reference that you can see, oh, my goodness, I thought I was in the same place, but look how far I've come. That's what the seal is.
Right.
The seal reorients us to a worldview.
Beautiful.
And it absolutely is enlightening to see the things that were expressed in the seal. So that was one of the words you used was drift. The other word that you used is code.
Yeah.
And that's another way of saying a hidden message is
code. Right. That's right.
And so the components of the seal are all working together to communicate a very pointed message to America. Remember, we said that the seal is the symbol of Americans. It's intended to convey their identity.
Yeah.
It's their symbol, and it's directed to them. It's got a message for them.
Well, again, this is a message that was... It was put there intentionally. This is not like some kooky, mystical thing. No, three brilliant men got together and said, we need to create a seal that represents us. We need to do this. We need to be thoughtful. We need to. And they did it very intentionally, these three geniuses. But it was lost to history effectively until now. I'm sitting here with you who, you know, of all people, you're a businessman. Can anything good come out of Grand Rapids? Not really. It's all these Dutch people. See, people think, I hope everybody knows I'm joking. So the point is that now we look at it, and with your eyes, we're able to see what we've been missing, and it's kind of shocking.
It is shocking, and it's exciting at the same time, because the truth of the matter, and you said, it's the first time. To my knowledge, it is indeed the first time that we've had a correct interpretation of the seal. That there's elements in the seal that through mistakes, I'll say, and other things that we didn't understand what was there.
Okay, part of the example of that is that people always point to, the floating eye and the new ordos secularum, the new secular order and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it sounds very new agey and weird. And you get into the Illuminati and that stuff. People have dragged it into that direction. But you're saying that's wrong.
Oh, it's absolutely wrong. And it's funny because I'll be standing there talking to people. And, I've literally spent over 4,000 hours of research on this thing, and I'll be telling them, no, it has nothing to do with that. And they'll be like, oh, yes, it does.
Yeah. I want to find Nicolas Cage in the middle of that movie. What's it called? National Treasure? And I'm going to smack him and say, snap out of it in Cher's voice. But I can't do that. So snap out of it. No, because it is important. This is a very major correction that you're making. This is, as the lawyers would say, dispositive. This is everything. When you see what it really means and says what the founders said, it's not this hocus pocus kooky national treasure kind of meaning.
Oh, absolutely. But surprisingly, there is a bit of a parallel because the way that it unfolded.
Yeah.
was in that way, you know, that like one step and then another and then another. And so it was really interesting.
You mean for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like National Treasure, except you didn't screw it up.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there were reasons too. Like, surprisingly, the image that's on the dollar bill is not accurate. So that is not the image of a completely accurate representation of the seal of the United States on the dollar bill. Which
now
is
that,
a shocker.
That's why I always insist on fives. Yeah, I don't use ones anymore. No, but what do you mean? Like, when did that happen? Who made that decision?
Well, it was never actually a conscious decision. So through some circumstances, the reverse of the seal wasn't thought to be urgent because they really just needed the front of the seal.
Right.
For the document, sealing documents, because you don't use two sides of
the course,
seal.
Of course, of course.
And so what they did was they just engraved, because it's for embossing, right?
Yeah.
So they just engraved the front of the seal, but they didn't do the back.
Right.
And because of that, it sort of kind of fell out of recognition, I guess.
They forgot about it, yeah.
Yeah. And so then there was an author by the name of Benson Lossing who did an article for Harper's Magazine on the seal in the 1800s.
In the 1800s for Harper's Magazine, which is still in circulation. Okay, go ahead.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And he depicted the pyramid with the smooth sides. And so that was a departure from the pyramid that was depicted in the
original seal.
Record, right.
How did it look in the congressional record?
So it was a stair-step pyramid.
A ziggurat.
Well, you would possibly think that, but that's in fact not what it was.
How can I thought a stair-step pyramid was a ziggurat.
Well, you would think that.
Because I'm an idiot? Is that what you're saying, Michael? My former friend? Hey, folks, we're going to be right back. This is so exciting. The book is by Michael Canis, The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's considering an executive order to try to force the inclusion of a citizenship question as part of the 2020 census. He says it's among four or five options that he is considering now as he pushes the issue. U.S. job growth rebounded in June as employers added 224,000 jobs. The Labor Department says the solid gain came after a weak job growth of just 72,000 in May. The unemployment rate was up a tenth at 3.7%. A vigorous aftershock sequence is following the strongest earthquake to hit Southern California in 20 years. A magnitude 5.4 quake at 4:07 a.m. local time today is so far the strongest aftershock after Thursday's magnitude 6.4 jolt. Billionaire entrepreneur Chris Klein has been killed in a helicopter crash in the Bahamas along with six other Americans. This is SRN News.
A cure for everything.
The hope of the future.
This technology has the potential to change the lives of everyone.
On Thursday, July 18th, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and biotech investment expert Mark Lichtenfeld will take the stage for the 2019 American Health and Wealth Summit and discuss the single most important scientific breakthrough of the century. This online event is free to attend, but you must register in advance. Register now at ushealthandwealthsummit.com. That's ushealthandwealthsummit.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Blinds.com is here to help you beat the heat and save up to 50% on blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Custom made to fit any style and budget. You can order with confidence knowing Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years and they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com now for their 4th of July blowout sale. You'll save up to 50% on blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. Plus, save an extra $20 with promo code PRAGER. And you can get your perfect look today at Blinds.com and pay over time with PayPal credit. That's Blinds.com for up to 50% off everything, plus an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at Blinds.com/PayPal.
Hey there. That's Linda Ronstadt. I'm not. I'm sitting here with Michael Caines. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal of the United States of America. It's so exciting. So we were just talking about, you said on the back of the dollar bill, you see this smooth pyramid. And you're saying in the original, I just found it in the book, It's like a ziggurat shape in the sense that you said it's meant to convey morality. And that was their intention. And absolutely. So by making it smooth, you can't climb up. You can't, I mean, because Franklin, even in his autobiography, talks about the virtues and wanting to become more virtuous and sort of, you know, it can become like a works righteousness thing. It needn't be. But still, the concept that we need virtue is right on the seal.
Oh, it absolutely is. And the reason that it has that shape was because the designer of the seal was Francis Hopkinson. Now, in this particular component of the seal, it was first on a $50 bill that he designed, and he modeled it after a Roman coin, a solidus. And it was a solidus that was produced by Justinian Constantine in 572 AD.
A very late Roman coin.
Right. Well, a solidus
when
was,
Rome was Christian.
Right. Yeah. And so it, on the solidus, it had the cross at the top and then these layers, a stair-step pyramid underneath it. And those layers, it says in the Numismatic Dictionary, that they are to indicate the virtues that Christ had to be obedient to God.
The United States. Don't these people know about the separation of church and state? What is wrong with these people? That's actually amazing. Yeah. I never heard that. And then the idea is that there was a cross at the top.
Yeah.
Now, at the top,
so we've replaced the cross with the eye of God.
Okay, so the floating eye is not some New Age Hindu kind of floating eye.
No.
It meant the God, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament. That was clear to those men who put it there.
Well, and add to that that it's written into the congressional record, that it says it's the eye of God. So it kind of dispels all doubt.
Right.
And all the uses in Scripture of the eye are positive, loving, caring, providing, nurturing, you know, all those things. You know, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. You know, so the imagery is very encouraging.
It's like the watchful father's eye upon someone he loves, as opposed to, hey, I'm looking out to find out when you make a mistake so I can smack you.
Right. You know, we think of this all-seeing eye, doom.
Yeah, and, big brother.
Catch you doing something wrong kind of thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, it's so important to understand what they meant originally, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
As we move through this, I know that what got me so excited when we initially talked is that you really were kind of like trying to break the code. You're doing this research, which it's kind of sick that you have to do this, that this hasn't been written about in 1,000 books, but that you have to do this. But thank God you did, to figure out what was the message that the three founders, Jefferson, Franklin, Adams, what were they trying to convey in the seal?
Right. So it boils down, pretty straightforwardly, and we can talk about how these themes arise out of the seal, and that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the four pillars, I call them, of the seal are freedom, virtue, which we've talked a little bit about now, providence.
God.
And unity. And so they were doing their best to communicate the things to the American people that were necessary to preserve the republic. So there's so many quotes, and it's, I've listened to you speak and read what you've written. You have well understood that the founders knew that democracies couldn't exist without virtue of those being governed.
I'm pretty sure you stole a lot of your stuff from me directly. But you know what? It's all good. I'll let it go. Your brother, I can't sue you. No, but seriously, you what you just said, it's so true. But again, we're not teaching it in our schools. And now, well, I get excited. You're telling me it's even in the seal that nobody talks about.
That's
so
right.
You can't mistake it. So the four pillars, say it again.
It's, I'll say in a different order, but virtue, providence, freedom, and unity. And the amazing thing is if you look at the, for example, the Declaration of Independence, you look at the Constitution, the messages and the what's stated in those documents, it's paralleled in the seal. And Congress intended it to be that way. They had the resolution calling for the seal on the same day that the Declaration of Independence was ratified. So July 4, 1776, they said, okay, got that done. Now, let's get a seal. The same three guys that wrote the Declaration, why don't you put the same message into a seal?
Okay, here's my question. Have books been written about this in the past? I know that our generation, we're clueless. We don't use wax seals. We don't think about seals. But, I mean, were there books written in the 19th century or whatever that talk about these three founders working through this process? Like, what are the sources that you used so that you know the narrative?
Okay, well, thank you.
I mean, I know it's in your book, but where does it come from?
Right. Okay, so Galliard Hunt wrote a history of the Great Seal of the United States, and that was in the 1800s. I can't give you the exact date of that book.
Yeah.
But what he did was he went through a little bit of the history of the seal, and he pulls out the reports of Congress and, you know, identifies who's on the committee. And it took 6 years to write the seal, four different committees. So this was not something that was taken lightly.
They didn't pop this off on a cocktail napkin.
No, sir. No, sir. But the surprising thing is that the elements that are in the first version of the seal are the same as in the final version.
Okay.
So you have these, you know, there's a chart in the book, 13 different elements. So the same eye, the same, you know, all expressions of the covenant, like the cloud and the glory.
Most of us, if you look at a seal, you just wouldn't think it could be so complex. And we're going to wrap up this segment. We're going to be right back, folks. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. I hope homeschoolers are listening to this. This is so big. We'll be right back. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes. I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long,
great,
but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Finity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Hey there, folks. I'm getting rhythm just from that song. I'm talking to Michael Canis. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. I just hope, like, students get a copy of this book and do book reports. This is such an amazing, it's just so rich. You were saying, Michael, that there are 13 elements in the seal. I mean, that's a lot of elements. And, of course, there's 13 colonies. But so they all kind of weave together to make a point, to tell a story. And you're saying that all the founders got this, but it's been forgotten. I mean, until now, basically. Yeah. It's kind of shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's surprising that we haven't sort of pulled back the curtain on the meaning of it. But there were a number of different things, like the example I gave you about the shape of the pyramid and other things, like reasonable explanations. Like the top of the pyramid, it's flat. Okay. Well, why was the top of the pyramid flat?
They ran out of bricks?
I mean, wouldn't you, if you were just making a pyramid, if I said, Eric, draw a pyramid, you'd draw a pyramid with a pointy top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they
Oh, I know what
that.
You're going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go
so,
ahead.
But they intentionally drew it with a flat top. Okay. Well, everybody hears the explanation, oh, they did that to show that the nation wasn't finished yet and, you know, that they were leaving room for expansion.
No.
It doesn't hold water from a lot of different reasons, but it's nowhere else in the seal, you know, we don't have.
No, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. This is great. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
But the surprising thing is that the reason that it has a flat top was because the model that it was used to produce it was a flat top. And that model was what we said, the solidus, each one of those things being a virtue.
Right.
Well, by the congressional record, there's indicated to be 13 rows on the pyramid. Okay. Well, if there's 13 rows on the pyramid, then there would have to be 13 virtues, right, if that was to
right.
hold water.
Right.
But 13 virtues, that's kind of weird.
Right.
Like, what's 13 virtues? Well, Google 13 virtues. It's Benjamin Franklin's 13 virtues. It's self-restraint and honor and grace and order and
if
grace.
If you look at Benjamin Franklin's autobiography, which a lot of us read in high school, it's in there.
It's in there. Yeah, absolutely. And it just so happens that Benjamin Franklin was the godfather of Francis Hopkinson, who designed the pyramid. I mean, he was required.
And there's another theological point to be made, mm-hmm. which is a big one. And this is true. We all know this. Anybody who understands Christianity understands virtues cannot get you to heaven. virtues. At some point,
right.
God has to reach down to us. And so the idea is that, you know, you can walk up these steps, but you don't get to the top. At the top is the floating eye of God or the cross or whatever, you know, which is an important message that you can't achieve it on your own. You have a job to do. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you said that the pillars are, you know, virtue and providence. Mm-hmm. You have to have providence.
Absolutely.
So if you kick providence out and you say, no, we're a secular republic, it can't work. At that point, it cannot work. Why would people be virtuous? Can people be virtuous enough? We know we're fallen. We know we make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, there's so much here. The pictures in this book are beautiful. I want to say to people that this is a gorgeous, huge coffee table book with a lot of beautiful historical pictures to pore over.
Yeah, there's 295 images in there, Eric. And the reason that I've done that was because I want to present the evidence to you.
Mm.
I want to show you the coins and the documents and so let you see for yourself the trail that I followed to get there and then reach your conclusion.
Well, this is basically like a textbook. I mean, it's a beautifully illustrated. It's sumptuous, really. It's a staggering work you've done. So we just have a few minutes left, and then the next segment. What does this point to as the meaning, all these pieces coming together?
Mm-hmm. Well, both sides of the coin the seal reflect the same message.
Yeah.
And they're all interlinked together.
Right.
Okay. So they center around those points that I gave you. So the providence, virtue, freedom, and unity. But then as we start to look, well, how does that get expressed? Okay. The phrase at the top, Anuit Coeptus, we've begun doing what pleases God. That is an internal governance, and it's a beginning. Okay. The number 13, okay, 13 steps on the pyramid, 13 stripes, 13 stars, 13 arrows, 13 letters in the phrase Anuit Coeptus, 13 letters in the phrase E Pluribus Unum.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's starting to get mystical, man.
It's not an accident. And 13 in our, you know, that's another misdirection that we've had. We've always thought that 13 is that's superstitious, right? And there's no 13th floor on buildings and things like that.
Right.
No, 13 is a symbol of beginning. Okay, it's the beginning of something. The word Bereshit, which is Genesis, it means beginning, and it totals to 13, the number in Hebrew. There's 13 steps in creation. A Hebrew boy has his bar mitzvah at 13.
I see. I've never heard any of this stuff, and I just love learning. This is, you know, Michael, everything you're saying is new to me, and I'm sure to a lot of my audience. That idea, I think we have to say this. The founders, all of the men that we've mentioned, they were aware that they were at the center of something miraculous and on a spooky level. In other words, I think that they understood, holy cow, how did we get to be here to be the ones to create this new world order where men and women will govern themselves? This never happened in the history of the world unless you go back to ancient Israel. I mean, you know that it must have spooked them, and that's why they write in, you know, the congressional record that, you know, that divine providence, interpositions of divine they understood that they had the privilege to a front row seat at history, that this was a big moment in history. They were aware of the historic import is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, they absolutely were. And honestly, the seal agrees with you, because it expresses that same opinion of the founders through the seal. And one of the ways that it does that is through that phrase, Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is another one that gets a bad rap. We think it means New World Order.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that at all.
It doesn't mean the Antichrist is coming. It means Jesus is coming. Effectively, if I have to cut to the chase. We're out of time in this segment, but we'll be right back for final segment. I just hope that folks, as I say, I mentioned homeschoolers or whatever, there's a lot of material to be unpacked and learned. And boy, if a generation of young people learn this stuff, we're going to be in really good shape. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Michael Canis. The book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. Get a copy, please.
Ooh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and
which three U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this.
Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Boll & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Boll & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now, BollAndBranch.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is pleased with the latest unemployment numbers.
Those were really unexpectedly good, and our country continues to do really well, really, really well.
224,000 jobs added in June, while the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.7% in June from the 3.6% for the previous 2 months. That reflects an influx of people seeking jobs who were initially counted as unemployed. The president also feeling good about his 4th of July program, which he thinks will help boost military recruitment.
It was a fantastic evening for our country. You're going to have a lot of people being recruited, I think, based on that. We're going to have a lot of people joining our military, and we really needed that.
President speaking as he was leaving the White House for a holiday weekend, some time spent in New Jersey. This is SRN News.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking to Michael Canis, K-A-N-I-S. That's not Greek. K-A-N-I-S, the hidden message of the Great Seal. Michael, just a few minutes left. This is really exciting. Where can we leave the folks who are listening?
I think it's that the message of the seal is being uncovered now. And I feel like a bystander. You know, I just feel like I kicked something in the ground and it turned out to be this amazing treasure. You know, and so
it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I get goosebumps even thinking about the fact that who are you, a Rube from Grand Rapids, Michigan? Just kidding.
No, I
you're not
the
a
same
Rube.
Way.
Oh, I know you're because you're so sweet and humble. But seriously, like the fact that today you discovered this that's kind of been hidden that nobody talks about anymore. It's for such a time as this. I mean, I hate to make
more.
It spooky, except it is.
I couldn't agree more. And in some senses, I feel like a spectator. And so I'm looking at this. I'm like, wow, this thing fell in my lap. And it had to have come now for a reason. I believe that. I believe there's a design and a purpose for it. And the message of the seal, it's so encouraging because of what it's directing us to do. And so following the message of the seal, you know, focusing on unity, for example. You know, we're attacking each other. We're dividing the nation. It's identity politics. But yet values unify. That's what the seal is telling us. Focus on virtue. You know, who doesn't agree to love people? You know, who doesn't agree to forgive? Who doesn't agree to have patience? And, you know,
I'll give you a list of names after the program. Yeah.
But don't you see? And if we pursue private virtue, it cascades over into public virtue.
Of course. That's exactly right.
And it It does. The subtitle of the book is A Foundational Truth: From the Dawn of Liberty May Rescue a Republican Peril. That's not hyperbole.
No, we are in peril, mm-hmm. and I really do believe that there are a number of things that have happened. One of them is you are discovering this and writing about it right now. Mm-hmm. It is hopeful for me because I think, why would God allow this to be hidden till now? But it's been discovered now. Mm-hmm. And I think that this gets us excited about the founders' ideals. And in case you're wondering which founders, it's the founders that are always talked about as being the most secular. Guess what? Wrong. They're not.
Right.
It's stunning. Well, no wonder Pete Lilbeck has something to do with this, because when you discover this, you can't help but you go half crazy. You just think, mm-hmm. like, everything we've been taught is wrong. Like, we've not been taught the truth about who America is and how it is a fundamentally Christian country. Of course, it's not officially Christian, but it is in its foundations, even in its view of saying we're not officially Christian, that's Christian.
Right.
You know, you can't force somebody to be a Christian. It's
right.
totally free. You can mm-hmm. be anything you like in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just exciting. Now, is there a website or something, or is it just the book that people can go to?
No, it's hiddenmessage.org.
Holy cow.
Yeah, hiddenmessage.org. And, the book is for sale on the website, or it's on Amazon,
Hiddenmessage.org. O-R-G.
Mm-hmm.
Hiddenmessage.org. Well, I don't know if you're going to get back to New York again soon. I would love to continue the conversation. We can't do that today, but I hope people will get the book and go to hiddenmessage.org. I'm glad we got that in there. Hiddenmessage.org. The Hidden Message of the Great Seal is the title of the book. Michael Canis, you have done an extraordinary work. I really want to say that I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited the fact that you did this and you came to New York to the studio. So a lot of people are going to watch this on YouTube or on Metaxas Super, they can listen to it. They're listening to it right now. Very, very exciting. HiddenMessage.org. And the book is The Hidden Message of the Great Seal. Michael Canis, the author, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.